Hello and welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bugman Figure Things Out. I am Some Guy.
I am the Bugman.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, Bugman, I have a question
okay.
today that I want to explore. It's not necessarily something I don't know anything about. I feel like you and I both know quite a bit about this topic, and I want to help our listeners. This is really about the listeners
We're
and help
to
them
help.
Figure things out.
We're here to help.
So I want to talk about how are you supposed to survive your 20s?
Ooh.
And just a real big life-sized question mark on the end of that question.
Yeah, because, I mean, your 20s is crucial.
Yeah.
It is crucial.
There's a lot going on.
A lot going on.
A lot of life. There's a lot of wisdom to be done.
So I turned 28 this year.
Yeah.
So speaking from the back end of this thing, I think my first advice, so when I graduated high school,
yes,
I had not a clunker, but at the time I thought it was a clunker.
Right.
So, you know, I would say just take whatever money that you get that you've saved up from working at the Piggly Wiggly.
Yes.
I guess they're not around anymore.
Maybe some graduation money you got from
graduation
family.
Money. And just go buy a car. Like, just go put it down on something.
A fast one.
A really
expensive
fast,
one.
Hot car. And it doesn't matter if you can make the... I mean, the payments will work themselves out.
Mm-hmm.
Just put that money down and get you a car that makes you feel like you own the place.
Well, and the dudes at the car lot are very helpful.
Exactly.
You go in, you say,
exactly.
I have this many thousands of dollars.
Yes.
I just graduated from high school.
Right.
I'm looking to get the fastest, nicest car I can.
Right.
Those dudes will set you up on a payment plan that is beneficial to them.
Say, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to hear about it. Just
give
drive it up here and give me the keys.
Where do I sign?
Yep.
Give
I'm
me the keys.
On it. I'm ready.
I feel like, well, and that's a great, that I think that's a perfect place to start. Graduate, go to definitely the car.
Yep.
To the car. And then we need to talk about career. Now, everybody, right now we're in an era of just folks really thinking about jobs and
jobs
what are you going to do with your life.
Yep.
And when we were in school, they were always pushing, you got to go to college.
Right.
You've got to go to college. Got to go to college. You earn, a million more dollars in your lifetime.
Yep.
And now a lot of folks in our generation are in a lot of debt.
Yeah, they are. Or you have the other end. Like, my wife has a really good job with student loan debt. I, went straight into the workforce and was dedicated and showed up for work every day, even when I didn't feel like it or whatever.
Yeah.
So what would be the advice?
None of that.
Yeah, just throw it out the window.
Okay, so here it is. Instead of finding a job,
find
yourself.
Oh, that's powerful. There's so much power in that.
There's really something in it.
There's something in that.
And what I mean by that is, just look, you've got a nice car.
Yeah.
It's fast and expensive.
Right.
You're
going to
make all kinds of friends.
Right.
With that, just behind your back, even locally. But just go.
Just go. Just take off.
Look, America's a big country.
Exactly.
You really want to extend this, North America's great.
Yeah.
A great
That's
continent.
Right.
And you can drive all through. You go.
That's right.
Stay out of Canada as much as possible.
As much as possible.
You can go in there and come back out.
Right.
But there's a lot here in America.
Yep.
Just go for a drive.
Yep. The career can wait.
I think
the job can wait.
Yeah. You can make friends along the way.
Exactly.
And that's kind of going to bring us to the next part of it, is where are you going to live during all this? Because a lot of us end up buying homes.
Yeah, buying a home,
And, obviously you could say, well, I've got a car, I could sleep there, but you want to go a little classier than that while still maintaining your ability to, be financially free.
And, I mean, you've made friends.
Yeah.
Over the course of time.
Yes.
So why couldn't you just say, why don't you call up your guys or send them a letter or whatever and say, look, I'll be near wherever. Why can I stop by? Can I stay a night or two or weeks or months or, just see whatever you can milk out of it.
You do that round trip of finding yourself and then you just go back around. You go, it's been a couple years.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, how about I come, can you mind if I just come and stay for a couple days?
Yeah, right.
And who's to say a couple days doesn't turn into a week or two?
If they're friends, why not use them?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, they probably enjoy your company.
Who doesn't?
So
who doesn't?
So that's what you do. You need to find a place to stay. Couch surf.
Couch surf.
And then, you know, the couple of nights where you don't have friends because you got a really nice car, you stay in the car.
Right, right.
You know?
You've got that covered. And honestly, when you're doing that, who needs a job? Who needs savings? Who needs even a fridge to keep food? You've got your car. Yeah. What else do you need? You've got the road. What else do you need? You're finding yourself. You know? You're finding yourself on your best friend's couch.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
And then, but you know, there is some aspect during your 20s when you need to think about your future. You need to think about, like a lot of folks are talking about Roth IRAs, and you know, you're talking about your 401k and all this, all these. You know, index funds and stuff, things you need to invest in to make sure you have a good retirement.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something. You and I missed a window.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that
way.
We
missed a window when we were kids.
Yeah.
It's called Beanie Babies.
Beanie Babies. I think about that all the time.
Listen, to you young ones out there who are just barely into your 20s, find your Beanie Baby and invest.
I mean, how many nights have you honestly lost sleep over the Shamrock special edition?
Listen, I'm telling you, I've got this little Beanie Baby dragon.
Yeah.
That my grandmother gave me when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I love that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was such a child.
Yeah. Right. So immature.
Such a child.
So immature.
If only I would have known, you know, the level that those $6, $8, $9, $12 bears.
Yeah.
Like what they could have done.
Yeah. Their weight in gold. You could have had it.
There's so much available. There's so much lost potential.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think?
So the first thing that comes to mind are these really awesome fidget spinners. Obviously, there's so much need in a fidget spinner.
You know, they've got them that they spin at all different speeds. They've got gold plated ones.
Light up.
Light up. There's
transparent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the sky's the limit here with the fidget spinners.
Yeah, and those things are not going anywhere.
Like, every dime you make.
They just go around in a circle. They don't, you know.
I mean, who doesn't need that in their life? And who won't need that in 2081?
Yeah, man.
That's going to be hot again.
There's always a use for a fidget spinner.
There's always a use for a fidget
spinner. And it's just like these. See, don't miss your Beanie Baby, okay? That's all we're trying to say with the investment.
Exactly.
And, you know, the thing is, there is a capstone to this. Like, we're not just saying, like, okay, so you've got your car and you've had this place. You found a place to live all this time. You've been finding yourself.
Yep.
Now you've invested for your future.
Yeah.
And when you're getting a little later on in life, you're pulling up to, you know, closer to maybe 27, 28, 29, right in that range, you need to be thinking about where you're going to live long term and maybe settle down somewhere.
And
one of the better things you can do is wait till about the time that your car starts giving out.
Yeah.
When that sucker starts giving out, pull it up to a coast, wherever you are. Florida is probably a good place for this technique.
Yeah, I would say so.
So you drive it up to Florida, one of the coasts there, and just trade it. You trade it to some. See, there are people in Florida who spent their lives, you know, doing the normal thing, like getting a house and being responsible and investing in those retirement accounts, like we were talking about.
Right.
And so they've got all this extra money, and they have a houseboat, but they're probably bored with it, and they're looking for a car to restore or something.
Yeah.
And what do you know?
Yeah.
You have this really nice car that's just maybe barely pushing 20 years old or 10 years old, depending on, I guess, you know, if you bought if you went out and spent a whole bunch of money on a souped up old car yourself, or if you bought something brand new off the lot, either way, you've got something that can be restored.
Mm-hmm.
So just trade your car
One of these obviously rich, not responsible care of people. It.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't make any sense to change the oil and take care of the car at this point.
Trade the car, get you a houseboat.
Yeah.
Live on the ocean. You know, and you can stay docked and stuff.
Right.
And just sort of, you know, whenever the guy comes running for his dock fees, you just float.
Just take off.
What's he going to do?
For real.
You know?
What power does he have?
See, he doesn't have boats. That guy owns docks.
A dock. Yeah.
Docks don't go anywhere.
Exactly.
So you have boat, he has dock, yeah. You just leave.
And you're living in international law at that point, yeah. Or even no law.
Right.
And I mean, you take a fishing pole with you or whatever.
Exactly.
You live off the, dinner. Not the land, but live off the ocean, yeah. You know?
Dinner, all the time.
All the time.
You're set.
It's there for you whenever you need it. Take hold.
Wow. And see, this is the point when you hit 30.
Yeah.
And you're going to say, you know, I know who I really am
yeah.
now.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can look back in the last 10 years from the time you graduated to this point, you know, on this houseboat, and it just, you know, you got your fidget spinners, mm-hmm. and you got rid of yep. your car or whatever, and you can look back and say, okay, I know where I've been.
I know who I am.
I know who I am. I yep. know what I want to do.
I know where I'm going now in this houseboat.
Yeah.
Or where with your cases of fidget spinners.
Now, so there's an elephant in the room that we have to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like you said earlier, mm-hmm. you're turned 28 this year.
Yes, I do.
You've not got very long. You turned no. 28 in about a month.
Yep.
I'm going to turn 27
oh.
here at the end of this year in December.
Oh, man. Yep.
And I haven't checked off any of these things.
No.
I've done
no,
nothing.
No.
Yeah. As far as this list is concerned.
I didn't either.
But, you know, I have to say, what kind of person
yeah.
buys a car that they can't afford at 18?
Oh, I don't know.
18 or 19.
Yeah, 18 or 19. And, you know, by the time you spend all that time,
yeah.
you could have been in a job making decent money
right.
or had a decent education.
Yeah. I mean, who are you listening to that's giving you this kind
what
of advice?
What advice are you following?
And then, I mean, you know, we saw how Beanie Babies turned out. We shipped
yeah.
those things
yeah.
overseas or whatever.
Right.
We put them in our mattresses
right.
to sleep on now. There's no...
Yep.
There was never a future there.
Never. Never.
Ever.
Ever.
I mean,
but you know, I miss them though.
Listen, I got an education. I got a job. My wife did the same thing.
Yep.
And we, you know, we live, I think, respectable lives, and we have a kid. I could not see myself ever following any kind of advice where you find yourself.
No. And speaking from someone who does invest in mutual funds, I can say I don't know who I am, you know? I didn't spend that time finding myself.
Right, but at the same time, though, you like you said, you went straight into the workforce
yep.
and you did it all where now you make a decent living and your
yep.
wife does the exact same thing.
That's right.
And your future is secure. Listen, guys, so... On this surviving your 20s thing,
yeah,
I think we've really figured it out for you. We've
yep.
got a list of things here.
Yep.
There's a future planned out and
yep.
stuff. You know, I would never do this, and I think you would kind of be in the same area.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's
if you want to find yourself, though,
it's there. It's a list of things.
There you go.
It's at least as good as BuzzFeed.
At least, yeah.
All right, so if you're in your 20s and you're looking for a BuzzFeed way of life,
yeah, good.
Here it is.
Yeah.
Here it is. All right, my name is Some Guy.
I'm the Bug Man.
And this is where we...
figure things out.
That's right.